In this bulletin, some of Australia's most experienced fire and emergency workers warn worsening extreme weather is threatening Australian lives. The High Court rules in favour of laws prohibiting protests near abortion clinics, and exit polls show a tight election contest in Israel. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Some of Australia's most experienced fire and emergency workers are warning that worsening extreme weather is threatening Australian lives. The group says rising greenhouse gas pollution from the burning of coal, oil and gas is increasing the risk of extreme weather and putting people in danger. It says the government is not doing its part by reducing the country's emissions. Queensland's former Executive Director of Emergency Management, Frank Pagano, says the group hopes the government will think deeply about its response to the threat of climate change.
We've come together and our aim is to speak as one. We speak with some authority, I suppose, in the sense of our experience between us. There's well over 600 years experience there. So we've seen things and experienced things over our lifetime and over our career that I think can be very informative to a government.
The group says it has issued this call to action because the safety and well-being of Australians is not up for debate. Federal Attorney General Christian Porter has vowed to crack down on animal activists who use websites to target farm operations. If the coalition government is re-elected, it plans to introduce a criminal law to punish animal campaigners who break into farms. The move is in response to lobbyists who access private details through the Aussie Farms website and disturb agricultural properties. Mr. Porter says the law, which would describe the website as a carriage service, is necessary to protect hardworking farming families.
That specific offence would relate to carriage services, and in effect, it would be a new law which would criminalise the use of a carriage service to incite criminal trespass onto agricultural land or agricultural businesses with the intent of causing commercial damage to those businesses.
The High Court has ruled laws in Victoria and Tasmania banning anti-abortion protests near clinics are valid. Two people prosecuted in Victoria and Tasmania told the High Court they'd been denied their right to freedom of political communication. The case involved Kathleen Club, who was arrested after trying to give a pamphlet to a couple outside a Melbourne clinic, and a man caught protesting with placards within 150 metres of a clinic in Hobart. It comes 9 months after New South Wales Parliament passed a law making it illegal to communicate, film or intimidate a woman inside a 150 metre radius of an abortion clinic. Hundreds of union members have held protests across the country pushing the federal government for fair pay and job security. The Australian Council of Trade Unions is blaming the Morrison government for low wages and an unstable working environment. One Melbourne protester, Arthur Penner, says voters have the power to make a change at next month's federal election.
The rules need to be changed. Over the last 10 years, companies have got smarter in the way they can screw over workers. And enough is enough. It has to change.
Israeli media is declaring incumbent Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the marginal winner of the country's general election. Analysts say Mr. Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party appears to have the numbers to form a coalition government. A win would represent something of a boost for Mr. Netanyahu, who is facing criminal charges in a series of corruption scandals. Both Mr. Netanyahu and his main challenger, Benny Gantz, from the centrist Blue and White Alliance, declared victory a few hours after polling stations closed. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 26. Adelaide, sunny, 23. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18. Hobart, cloudy, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny, 21. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 20. Sydney, cloudy, 22. Newcastle, a shower or two, 23. Brisbane, possible shower, 26. Cairns, mostly sunny, 30. And Darwin, sunny, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. This is SBS News.